Nearly 200 countries agreed on Wednesday to move away from using planet-warming fossil fuels. The deal came after 2 weeks of intense negotiations at the 2023 United Nations Climate Change Conference, also known as COP28. World leaders gathered in Dubai for the meeting. The agreement was meant to send a powerful message that the world is united in its desire to break with fossil fuels. Scientists say the agreement is the last best hope to prevent climate catastrophe. But nations have not always followed climate agreements made in the past. COP28 President Sultan Al-Jaber called the deal historic. He added that its true success would be in taking action. "We are what we do, not what we say," he said. "We must take the steps necessary to turn this agreement into actions." Norway's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Espen Barth Eide, said, "It is the first time that the world unites around such a clear text on the need to transition away from fossil fuels." More than 100 countries had pushed for strong language in the COP28 agreement to phase out oil, gas, and coal use. However, they faced powerful opposition from the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC. The organization controls nearly 80% of the world's proven oil reserves, as well as about one-third of worldwide oil output. The group, led by Saudi Arabia, said the world can cut emissions without rejecting specific fuels. That dispute had some observers worried that an agreement would not come together. The lead negotiator for the Alliance of Small Island States, Anne Rasmussen, criticized the deal as not strong enough, but she did not officially object to the agreement. Her speech in Dubai drew a standing applause that lasted nearly 2 minutes. Danish Minister for Climate and Energy, Dan Jorgensen, noted one reason the deal was impressive. "We're standing here in an oil country, surrounded by oil countries, and we made the decision saying, let's move away from oil and gas," he said. The deal does not call for phasing out fossil fuels. It calls for transitioning away from fossil fuels to reach net zero by 2050, in keeping with the science. In some ways, that language describes what is already happening. Some governments have enacted policies in recent years to move to a greener economy. Europe and the United States have retired some coal-fired power plants, and many countries have policies meant to increase sales of electric vehicles. The deal calls on governments to move even faster in several areas. They include increasing renewable energy by 3 times by 2030, speeding up efforts to reduce coal use, and developing technologies such as carbon capture. German climate diplomat Jennifer Morgan said there was not much difference between phasing out and transitioning away. She said, I think the phase-out was about sending a clear signal. And I think the just transition away from is a way of phrasing the phase-out for poor nations who cannot act as quickly as richer ones. Li Shuo of the Asia Society told the Associated Press that when the two phrases are translated into Mandarin or Japanese, there is almost no difference. The Reuters news agency reported that a source familiar with Saudi Arabia's position described the deal as a menu where every country can follow its own pathway. China, the world's biggest carbon polluter today, suggested that industrialized countries should take the lead. Zhao Yinmin is China's vice environment minister. He said after the deal was approved, developed countries have historical responsibilities for climate change. I'm Katie Weaver.